It doesn't look like maybe he suffers from it. There are plenty of people doing mitzvahs and whatever, and there's a thing called Bechir in the world. This is Olam Hazeh. We live in a time, we're going to see it more at length, and we discussed a little bit already. Tzadik v'raloi, Rosh v'toivlo.
Yes.
You have that. That's exactly what this is a representation of. In Achinami, you're right though.
Yes.
If he lost his money, he was going to lose his money one way or another.
Yes. It's and not if he because made, he says the truth.
No, he didn't lose his money because he said the truth.
Yes.
That's how we see it. Because yes. Had he lied, he would have kept his money. No.
Yes.
No, but
okay. Okay.
But it. Yo. No, but it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about this situation. It was a nisoin for him, and he withstood the nisoin. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using this consequence of this nisoin to wipe out all his avairas. Yes, so in the next world, he's going to have and the other brother, Punkt Faket. He's getting all his chaya, and who knows what will be with him in the next world. Shalom Aleinu nisoin is kailu, that'll tell you. Don't give me any sinus like that.
But we have to think we will not lose something if we make the mitzvah.
But of course, no, you don't lose something. Yeah, because but it doesn't mean you don't lose. Yeah, it could be that you won't lose. Yeah,
yes, but
ultimately you won't
it's
lose.
Not the cause.
It's not you don't always see
it's
it.
It's a problem. The people why they lie because they think if they say the truth, they will lose. But it's not correct.
No, you're right, but we don't always see it. The problem is we don't always see it. You're 100% right. You can't lose from doing a mitzvah.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't see it. David HaMelech went to his grave with the whole world thinking he was a mamzer.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't see it in this world, the rectification of people's incorrect thoughts about it. We only saw it after. Sometimes you see it straight away. Sometimes you see it, so sometimes you don't see it straight away. Sometimes the worst possible thing that could happen to a person he sees in his own lifetime was the best thing that happened to him.
It's
the Yidden that got caught by the Russians that got sent to Siberia.
Yeah.
The worst possible case scenario. I mean, that's a person's worst nightmare getting sent to Siberia. Saved their lives. Ivan Antonov's life was saved because she got sent to Siberia. Everybody else got wiped out from her village in Auschwitz, and she was up in Siberia somewhere, and she survived the war and eventually made it to Israel. But you don't always see it.
Yeah.
Some people died in Siberia. People that went to Siberia didn't get killed by the Nazis died in Siberia. So what are you going to say? You're going to say what we always say. We don't understand.
Yeah.
We don't see it always. But you're right. In Achinami, you have to look for those. No, a person doesn't lose from doing the right thing. That's for sure. But sometimes... otherwise, there wouldn't be Bechira.
That look like...
It has to be like that. Otherwise, there wouldn't be Bechira in the world.
Yes.
Oh, so we saw the Svasemes, we saw the Chofetz Chaim. Oh, mentioned this before, but we'll see it inside now. Kol Yehudi hu k'ois b'sefer Torah. Every Jew is like a letter in the Sefer Torah. Hashkof v'zu mitbaeres midev chazal oides ha-keshu sheben Yehudi lo'is is Sefer Torah. The Zohar says that cheshbon minyan oiso is ha-Torah oide l'cheshbon shishim riboy. If you count the letters in the Torah, you'll get to 600,000. You won't, by the way, because you don't know how to count. You ever counted how many letters on the Sefer Torah? No, you won't get to 600,000 because you have to know how to count. Because an aleph is made up of three letters, and it's a cheshbon. You have to know exactly how to count. We don't know how to count. The Gemara already says in the times of Amoraim, we don't know how to count how many letters are in the Sefer Torah. What's the problem? You know, one, two, three. You don't do complex calculus, but you can't count. No, because we don't know. There's Kriya Vaksav, there are many, many Cheshbonas had to write it up. But anyway, the Zohar tells us there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, which is parallel to the 600, whatever, root neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And it's the name of Yisrael. Noitrikin is Rosh HaTev, is Yeshishim Ribo Isis LeTorah. That's what Yisrael is. Klaima Shela Kol Yodi Yesh Ois Hashkoyle Kenegda B'Sefer Torah. Every Yid has Ois, which is Kenegda, he's Nesham in the Sefer Torah. If a Sefer Torah with all its 600,000 letters is perfectly Mahadran mina Mahadran, this is like the Sefer Torah, but one letter is missing, the entire Sefer Torah is possible. It's not 99%, it's not 80%, it's efforts. Chalil. V'kach gam b'Yisrael, im chosu yudei echad, sh'einim amole ez yoida ruchoni, In Klal Yisrael, if one Jew is not fulfilling his spiritual destination, Nifgemes Avodas Am Kulo, the entire Am has been damaged. Kol Kedushas Yisrael, Tafkidem Ve'yaydam Tloim B'kol Yochid Ve'yochid. All Klal Yisrael's Kedusha and their purpose and their ultimate destination is dependent on every Yid. V'lade Avodosa Shel Yudi Kol Shu, without the avoider of the smallest Yid, V'afilu Muma Pochus Shebapochutim, Klal Yisrael won't fulfill its ultimate purpose and geula. That's why you can make kiddush for somebody on Shabbos, even though you've already made kiddush for yourself.
Why?
So Rashi says because there's something lacking in your kiddush if he hasn't heard kiddush. Your kiddush is in Sholem if this Yid hasn't heard kiddush. So when you make kiddush for a Yid who hasn't heard kiddush, obviously if he can make his own kiddush, make his own kiddush. But come back to someone who can't make his own kiddush. If you're wearing tefillin and he's not wearing tefillin, there's a hole in your tefillin. If you could have done something about him wearing tefillin, etc., etc., etc. That says Rashi is the yosod of Kol Yisrael Aravim Zeim Zeh. Not just I'm okay now, you know, I'm going to help you out. If you're not okay, I'm not okay. Chaseli. Al Yomer Adam. Person shouldn't say, hey mani ois ketanu mai chashivosai. So you tell me I'm one little ois in the Sefer Torah. So what do I do? What's my little effect, my effort going to have effect on the whole cosmic complexity of things? Shreim chosu ba Sefer Torah filo ois ketana ko ois yud a Sefer kulin ifsa. You can't say that because if you're the little yud there in the Sefer Torah, you're not there, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. ומתם זה נאמר הלוך במסכתס בבא בסרה כל המקיים נפש אחס מישראל כאילו קיים עולם מולה. Somebody who saves one nefesh of Yisrael, it's as if he was makayim the entire world, or a whole world. שכל קים העולם הוא בשביל התורה, בשביל ישראל. We know that the entire purpose of the Bria is for Klal Yisrael and for Torah. וקים ישראל תולה בקים כל יוחד ויוחד. And the kiyum of Klal Yisrael is told on each yochid ve'yochid. L'chein ha'makayim nefesh achas m'Yisrael. Therefore, somebody who keeps alive, looks after one yid, k'mo hu k'mashlim es ha'ois ha'chasor b'sefer Torah v'makayim olam olam. It's like he rectified that one missing ois in the Torah, and he took what was the apostle sefer Torah, made it into a kosher sefer Torah. Hafla. וכך נשלם ספר תורה ונשלם גם העם כולו. דבר הספר תורה הוא נמשלים, וכל כלל ישראל הוא נמשלים. בזכות הצלוס היוחיד נמצא כלל שלם. You saved one Jew's life, you just משלים all of כלל ישראל. שקדושס נשמס כל אחד מישראל, היא קדושס ספר תורה ממש. זה זה נפש חיים. That the קדושה of one yid, one neshom of כלל ישראל, is the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah Mamash. Whatever that means, Mamash. Ubinyaneinu, Kishem Shubha Sefer Torah, Im Tazuz Ois Achaz Mim Koina, who posel, not only if it's missing, but it's there in all its glory, but it's in the wrong place. It went up a line, down a line, across, he just made a bit of a mistake, and he put the Yud in the wrong place. מצבוי הרוחני או הגשמי שעניק לו בוי רוילם ברוי ברוי חזורף ויצא לייס במוקם אחר, he posel. He doesn't take his tafkid, he tries to do someone else's tafkid. He doesn't buy into what his purpose in the world is, he doesn't understand מה מקוימוי, מקילס מקוימוי. So they know, he posel. Posel is the whole Sefer Torah. כשיהודי חי בתחוש הזוי, הוא אינו מתפעל בניסיינס. When a person lives with us, he doesn't get blown away by nisoinus. Ha'itrachshiviyot svivoy einu mifireis es shalvasoy. All the things going on in the world and around him don't interfere with his tranquility. Ve'en v'koichon lahasitoy mihatchatira el atachlis, and it can't take him away from the path he's on in order to fulfill his purpose. שעליו לחשוב שדחי בשעה זו ובמוקם זה עליו למצוא סף תפקידו. Because he knows exactly in this situation in this place, in this time, this is where my purpose is. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. If I missed my plane and this, or they bounced me and now I'm in the airport and I don't want to be in the airport, I want to be in my hotel already, whatever. No, you're supposed to be in the airport now. That's why you're here. Dafka mikan alala alo is nachas ruach lefon of yisbaruch. That's dafka where I'm going to serve Hashem. Nachas ruach shein shub nivri sherech lazos. And what I'm giving Hashem now, no one else can give him. No one else can do what I'm supposed to be doing now. Then how was your trip? Everything went well, the planes were on time, you got there, you came back. Never happens, eh?
I have a story.
I'm sure you have a story, that's why I mentioned it. No one gets on a plane today or goes to an airport today doesn't have a story. It's ludicrous.
A funny story.
But wherever you landed up, that's where you're supposed to be.
Two stories.
But what that means, someone is pasul. Pasul for Sefer Torah, you can use it. But for Ben Adam to be pasul, what that means?
It means you're not fulfilling your purpose in this world. You came into this world, you didn't do what you came here to do. So either you're going to have to come back again, which you will try to avoid that. That's not something we look forward to. Until eventually Hashem has to squeeze out the last drip from you to do what you were supposed to do. Because Hashem's not going to let this business go bankrupt. He's not going to let me destroy his business. So he's going to find a way to get me to eventually do what he wanted me to do. But he could have just done it nice and easy. Just do it now. Why do you want to come back and go and suffer and do it through your surim when you can do it nicely? But just do what Hashem asked you to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Fulfill your tafkid in the world. And I call it Shalom and Israel. But if there's a diamond missing from Hashem's crown and that diamond's got your name on it, what do you think Hashem's going to go to the party without a diamond missing from his crown? He'll make sure that eventually you get there. He'll make sure one said, you know, you can fly first class or you can go by cab, you know. You're going to get there eventually. And you choose how you go. That was her tafkid. This chapter for a while. What comes out of this at the end of the day? Then let's try and summarize and pull together what we got here before we move forward. Haklai loyle mikol dvareinu at kohu shakosh bochu noson lanu metana tsuma v'nifla. What comes out of everything we've said up to now is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an enormous gift. Awesome gift. What's the gift? Bechira chofshi. With Bechira, a person can overcome enormous nisoinas, can reach enormous heights, and he can even take out of situations that looks like at first thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything more to do with you. Is that enough of you? Even from there, a person can use his bechira to rebel against Kaviyochel, against Hashem, and to take back from Hashem what he wants. So with Moshe Rabbeinu fighting against Hashem to take the luchos. Even when Hashem looks like he's trying to take your Torah away from you, a person can use bechira to fight Kaviyochel against Hashem to get back one's Torah. Koyach habechira shenitan lanu moir lanu sheloi litpelel mikol eilu. The koyach habechira that we have teaches us not to get, not to lose one's mind in any situation. A yid has the koyach of kol yochol, a filu against the kolish baruch ki v'yochol. Ze oimek ritzoyna pnimi shel kolish baruch hu shenit pois es anakuda pnimi sazu. Negalo oto v'natsis oto. Aleinu lahatzis says Eisha Ava Benenu Lubainoi. It's for us to fan the flames of that fire of love that exists between us and Hashem. Aleinu the Dad Kianu Be'etzem Kalosa Shalakorosh Bohu. Be'etzem. We are Hashem's beloved bride. And therefore every one of us has a private space. Call it a chedi yichud, but it's an inner place where each person has his own personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and no one else can ever know about it. Hakesha pnimiya yichudi shel kol yudin v'roilam. This inner, private, unique relationship that every yid has with the v'roilam. This expresses itself in all our situations, inside, outside, whatever we're doing, in all the prati, prati, prati of our lives. That personal inner relationship I have with Hashem is expressing itself. And all the personal nisoinus of life that every yid is going all the time. If he's found, he's with Hashem, that's who he is. This is my personal place that I have with Hashem, me and only me. No one else is allowed in here. Elokai neshama shenasal tabi, Elokai is in the singular. My God. The inference, Rav Pinkus says this, the mashmois of the word Elokai is my God and only my God. He says the mashmois of the word Elokai. Every morning we say Elokai neshama shenasaltabi. Elokai, who's Elokai? He's my God and he's no one else's God. This is my personal relationship. What do you mean he's no one else's God? In a chinami. In this place where I have this personal relationship with Hashem, no one else has any shaykhus to that. It's called Zois Limdeinu Avram Avinu Sha'omed Basari Nisoinas Kechoyme Betzura. Avram Avinu, who withstood the 10 Nisoinus, which are the prototypes, all the Nisoinus we're going through and will go through. Outside of the 10 Nisoinus that Avram Avinu went through, there are no Nisoinus. You can find every Nisoin you'll go through, will find in the Shoresh of those 10 Nisoinus. Avram Avinu understood that in every Matzav that he has, there's a special goal that only he can do. This we inherited from him. He inherited to us his children after him. He took him outside and he said, "Abet noa shmaimer v'sipoa kachovim. Look at the heavens and count the stars. In tuchel esapaitan, you can count them. V'ileimer koi yizarecha, so too will be your children. Klaima k'shem sheitzicha mimal hakochavim." The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the influence of the stars, he put him above the influence of the mazolos. V'yaitzi michutz lamarechas ha-teva, and Avraham Avinu functioned outside the marechas of teva. Avraham Avinu transcended nature. Kamo kein b'chati b'chol yoyis ha-adam shiyov l'tikon ha-olam liyos kiviyochol kalosi. I'm choosing you to be the person that's going to masakin the olam after the chet of Adam HaRishon, to be, so to speak, my bride. And this koyach I'll give to your children after you. These words are ma'od appropriate to do ikfas in the Mashiach of this generation that we're living in. Much important, and Lamais, everything we've been learning up to now we can start learning what he's been wanting to tell us. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "Bocha chesmi, with you we'll finish off." Shechasimus haGolus v'siyume mikoicha shel Avraham Avinu, the ending of the Golus, the final tekufa before the Golus and the Golus ending, will be of the koyach of an Avraham Avinu. Mikoyach yichalosay liyais yechudi v'lo liperel klal miasoy v'voisoy. That ability of Avraham Avinu to stand against the entire world, to be a yochid shebe yechodim, and not to get freaked out by anything. Even when Hashem kaviyochol tells him something that contradicts what Hashem told him the day before, Avraham Avinu doesn't get freaked out. Yesterday you told me Yitzchak's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. Today you tell me kill Yitzchak. I would go nuts. What are you doing? You know, make up your mind already. No, he just calmly goes and takes Yitzhak and checks. What's the problem? Ah, but yesterday. No. Promise me the whole of Eretz Yisrael. I can't even find 6 square feet to bury my wife. Do you not ever have any soin? What an soin that was to bury Sarah? You promised me the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Your famine, I've got to go to Egypt. He doesn't say a word ever. Not one word, not one peep. And you think it wasn't any soin? He just had it easy, you know, it was, yeah, you know, Yitzhak's going to be the future, yeah. Kill Yitzhak, Masada, whatever you say, off he goes. We understand, we're still living on the schus of that Nisoyin. There was some Nisoyin.
I heard a drush from Yitzhak's friend on the buying of the kever, that he tainted that there was really 11 tests, and the 11th one was to teach you that it's not like working for a company, and after 25 years you get your gold watch. You know, okay, it's
it says Avraham Avinu came to be maspid Sarah, and he didn't maspid her. Why not? So Midrash says he was scared that while he was being maspid her, he would have had tlunot against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he kept quiet. Means he knew he had a nisoyin. Was that was just easy? Oh, fine. We said it. No, it was a nisoyin. My said Dalcho Shel Avraham Avinu. So now, if that's the case, we need to learn Avraham Avinu. We have to learn him well. Especially when we live in a generation where the influence today is very much Yitzchok and to a certain extent Yaakov. But the Ikar world we live in today is a world of Yitzchok. The Chinuch system and the Ashkofas of the door today that we're up against is an influence. What about in our world? What about this? The secular world that influences us. The Torah world that influences is a world of Yitzchok. And our avoider is to be Avram's. So the Nisoyin is Minei Obey. How to become an Amr of Avinu, and in Mitzvah Hashem we learn how to be a Yitzhak Avinu as well, and we learn how to be a Yaakov Avinu as well. But the Ikka first and foremost is to become an Avram Avinu in order to allow us to be the B'chah Chosmim. We have to know what it means to finish off this Tekufa as an Avram Avinu. And that's B'chah Hashem. To do that, we're going to go on an interesting journey. Lovely dream.
What happened to you with the pen? No.
It's a funny story. I get to the airport.